Well, welcome, welcome, welcome all to our May Heart Share class for the Heart Center. Tonight we have a wonderful message from beloved Sanat, Kumara, and Venus that's got a lot of deep stuff in it, very comforting, a lot of good teaching in it. And our Heart Share team is here. And Geraldine in Kentucky is going to start off with our program. So take it away, Geraldine, star six.
Okay. Tonight we are honored to hear from Sanat Kumara and Lady Master Venus, who come to bless us with the infinite light of God. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. After the class, please feel free to ask any questions and share any insights and experiences you have had, as well as give your prayer requests for family and friends, and then please join us in prayer. I will read our mission and vision statements. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. I now invite everyone to read the following prayer with me. You can find the prayer on the Heart Share invitation that you received. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Sanat Kumara and Lady Master Venus, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class all those who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. We will now sing together song number 22, Sanat Kumara, Our Lord of Love. You should have either received this song by snail mail or email. As we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God, lifting us up and invigorating us.
Sanat Kumara,
Okay. The title of our heart stream tonight is Sana Kumara and Lady Venus Bless Us with the Infinite Light of God and the Ruby Light of Venusian Joy. Before we go into the heart stream, I wanted to give just a little quick teaching on the Kumaras. There are more than one. Sana Kumara is the head of this group of holy beings. There are seven in total, and you can find their names in the Rosary of the New Eightfold Path. It's decree number 30.028 in the Heart Center Decree Book. So should you like to have a copy of that, just let me know and I will send it to you. Or you can find it on the Heart Center website under Prayers and Songs. Just scroll down to number 30.028, and there you can see the names of all the seven holy Kumaras. And now we'll proceed with the heart stream.
Of the Divine One. We the Kumaras come to bless you each one in the infinite love of the Divine One, where the power of love invested within your heart, always glorifying God, is magnified each day through your spiritual work and service, through your givingness, as you attend to the things of the Spirit and allow that love to flow freely through you as a blessing to all life. Dearest heart, we of heaven salute you and all that you have accomplished and all that you continue to engage in your spiritual work within this greater planetary heart center community. Truly, you are making inroads into the Aquarian age as men and women enlightened and enlivened by all that you are doing one with another and with the ascended host, the angels, and many divine beings overshining you. Truly you have seen the effects of your spiritual work, your love for one another, the grace that you share, the beingness that enlivens and enriches these services. And now for many years, those of you who have so consecrated and dedicated yourselves to this service are seeing the results as beautiful souls have more recently come into your midst, feeling the impressions of this love, responding to this work that you have engaged in, and now taking up their sacred calling to fulfill their reason for being within their nations and among their peoples. And this gives new hope, new opportunity, and a great dynamic now manifesting as your work expands among these nations, as the word going forth creates new avenues and streams of awareness that then engender more to respond and to engage in your community and in this, your cosmic endeavor with us. We bless every heart friend who is consecrated to this service in whatever way they are called. And this blessing is an overshining protection, a boon, and a grace that will allow them to continue in this work and service victoriously this year and in coming years. Yes, we see your vision, dearest heart. We see all that you desire to co-create with us. We feel the impressions of your love when that love flows through you, through the invocation of the word, and your times of stillness and silence, and your times of revelry and joy and sharing. Oh, how this movement is one of sharing. Consider this word, share. Dearest ones, within it is a mystery unveiled, whereby the Shekinah glory of the all-encompassing One reveals unto you more and more of the divine glory of God right within your midst, right within your heart, right within the bosom of your soul, connected always to God.
I'd like to tell now about what is the Shekinah glory. Shekinah is a Hebrew word, and it means a visible manifestation of God on earth, whose presence is portrayed through a natural occurrence. It also can mean the dwelling or settling of the divine presence of God. So if you can think of different things that might indicate a visible manifestation of God on earth, something as miraculous as the birth of a child, or the blossoming of a flower, or the growing of a fruit, or just a magnificent sunset or sunrise, an eclipse. There are lots of amazing celestial events that are visible manifestations of God on earth, and just the glory of God's indwelling presence in us also can be called Shekinah if we are fully connected with the Spirit of God. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
When you share, there is love impressed, embedded within what you gloriously and joyously allow to flow from your heart and mind and through your voice to others. And this sharing is one of the keynotes of this movement that make it, dearest ones, more Aquarian, more lovely, and allow it through the expressiveness of every heart friend to reach new and viable sources of abundance and the alchemies that will be manifesting through many, many new heart friends that through your sharing will feel that love, that enriching spirit. When you share with one another, your hearts expand, both in the giving of what you share and in the receiving of that sharing. And as your hearts continue to expand, to encompass the beingness of every heart friend within this sharing, the alchemy of Venus alights upon earth. And that alchemy is love expressed in ruby fire, in ruby light, and ruby joy to bring about and crystallize within matter the Venusian way of life.
Now we're going to have the question answered. What is the ruby light?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here I am. Ruby light manifests through sacrifice, surrender, and selfless service to light. It is a deep, accelerated divine love offered from the heart, not from perceived duty. Ruby is the eighth ray of integration of the seven rays with the five crystal rays, which is an intense fiery love which prepares us to receive higher initiations. We use this ruby light to balance karmic misuse of the light of the Holy Spirit, sometimes considered an exorcism by love. As you meditate on ruby, you will feel the fire of God. Sanat Kumara made a great sacrifice when he left Venus to come help out Earth, and we are eternally grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Now we're going on with the heart stream.
Yes, blessed hearts, even the rosary that you have given this day so reverently and holily is a great alchemy that long, long ago, over 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus foresaw. And when he said, greater works than these, my works shall you do, because I go unto the Father. One of these greater works is how love, Elohimic love, divine love, can be so coalesced in matter through many hearts upturned to God in reverent prayer rituals such as this, that there is a great anointing and then a great revelation and expression of godliness through this alchemy. Oh, how Venus desires to alight within the deepest reaches of the earth, even transmuting the astral plane completely and making it a veritable paradise again. You see, dearest ones, it was never God's intent that what you call the emotional or water or astral plane would become a sewer of darkness and evil. It was always God's intent that the water element would carry the mother energies of the universe across each planet to allow there to be new life, beauty, harmony, and peace among all inhabitants.
Now Maria is going to answer, what is the astral plane intended to be and what element is it associated with? Press star 6, Maria.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So what the astral a plane was intended to be? That's the question. The astral plane intention from the very beginning was to be a magnificent thing, a force that carries the mother energies of the universe across each planet for the creation of new life, beauty, harmony, and peace among all inhabitants. The element associated with this with the astral plane is water. Water is connected to our emotions. Our emotions are a negative aspect. Our emotions could be a negative aspect of the astral plane, which is in reality a soul of darkness and evil, as we were told in this heart stream. Anger is a good example of how we lose touch with harmony and peace. When we lose it, we can lose touch with our higher self and become mean and even harmful to self and others, even vicious, to say the least. I've been there and done that, and have to learn to walk with the and have to learn through the walk with the Great White Brotherhood, the path of righteousness, the way of the vital flame, that great eraser, like that for that. And our mission is to transform the astral plane by choosing the higher virtues and feelings of our emotions. Learning to meditate has been a wonderful way to keep cool, calm, and collected. Many masters, when called upon, would help us to keep harmony in our lives. Mother Venus would help us, as she herself would transmute the astral plane completely and making it a veritable paradise again. Yay! That's it.
Thank you, Maria. I love your enthusiasm. Now we're going to continue. Now we're going to continue with the heart stream.
And so begin to visualize from this day forward, as you choose, a transformed astral plane that consists only of the highest virtuous feelings and emotions of every man, woman, and child. What God intended within Eden to manifest within the earth. You have seen within the ritual of the rosary that you gave the images of nature and many gardens with multicolored manifestations of beauty. This is what we now perceive and project into the astral plane of the earth to raise it out of ignominy into divine glory, blessed ones. The more of you that can associate this new opportunity with us to engage with it and make it so through the power of divine imagination, the greater the effects in your world to carve away all of the illusion and mayic soup that you have experienced, the darkness through all the perversions that you have seen. And we, dearest ones, say to you this day that within one generation, the astral plane of earth can be consumed, even the twinkling of an eye, and bring forth that kingdom of God so desired by devotees of all spiritual persuasions who look to the age of Aquarius as dawning now within the atmosphere and then upon and within the earth itself. One key we give.
Did they talk about the agoraphobia? No,
view is that the inhabitants of Agartha within the earth itself have foreseen this eons ago, and they have been very busy, blessed ones, in co-creating all kinds of alchemical wonders and fruitful opportunities for the citizens of earth on the surface to so engage with them to then bring forth this beautiful new world that is almost unimaginable to many upon earth at the present time. Yet they have imagined it, and because they have done so, and the power of their imagination is alchemically transformative. So if you catch this vision of the Agarthans and then realize it into manifestation in all of your services by continuing to project the harmony, the beauty, and the glory of God within the nature kingdom all around you, and then like Anastasia, make it so through your own experiences in your gardens and in.
At this time, we're going to learn a little bit more about who are the Agarthans.
Sana Kumar refers to the Agarthans as an example of superior beings who can teach us the alchemy of visualization, which is an essential tool in bringing forth the Aquarian Age. But the question is, who are the Agarthans? Legends, myths, and creation stories from all over the world have told of an advanced civilization living in the center of the earth. From the Navajo, Pueblo, and several Native American tribes, from ancient Indian texts that predate Hinduism by thousands of years, and from Buddhist texts and history come stories of Shambhala and Agartha. The Agarthans are an ancient, peaceful, and advanced people who are said to have inhabited an island north of the Himalayas in what is now the Gobi Desert. When a major cataclysm, possibly a flood, affected the Earth's surface, the Agarthans retreated through a series of tunnels underground and established a civilization in the hollow core of the Earth. Through the power of alchemical visualization, they were able to recreate in the center of the Earth conditions similar to what they had enjoyed on their beloved island and more. Helos, the capital, is said to be located under Mount Shasta in Northern California. A worldwide network of tunnels connects Agartha to the outside world, where the Agarthans communicate higher knowledge and an understanding of the oneness of life to receptive humans through mental telepathy. One such tunnel opening is said to be here in my state of Kentucky, in Monmouth Cave. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Now we're going to hear Sanat Kumara mentioned Anastasia. So now we're going to hear something about who is Anastasia.
Anastasia is a beautiful woman. We in the Heart Center refer to her as an unascended master, the embodied form of a deity who dwells in the Siberian Tanga, whom Vladimir Megri met during one of his trade expeditions. He has since written 10 books entitled The Ringing Cedars of Russia. The knowledge contained in the books is attributed to Anastasia. The books have been translated in 20 languages and have sold millions of copies. They offer the holistic world view, teaching about humanity's relationship with nature, God and the universe, the creation of the world, the power of thought in modeling reality and the future, relationship between men and women and education, family tradition and environmentalism. Core values for the Anastasianism, Anastasia and Megri have two children. Anastasianism proposes a whole new model of social organization, that of the kinship homesteads, many of which constitute larger kinship settlements. The Anastasian movement has become one of the most successful new religious movements in Russia, and from there it has spread to the Slavic countries, border Eastern Europe, and communities have been also established in the West in Russia. The Kim Domain is a 2.5-acre piece of earth where a family creates a living paradise, garden, home for themselves and their future children to pass on to perpetuity. Your Kim Domain is your connection to God and the universe and the space of your family for generations to come. Anastasia, a Greek word meaning resurrection and incorruption. According to the Anastasians, the theme of the singing trees or ringing trees, that is to say, trees emitting vibrations, transmitting information, is a part of the ancient Eurasian and worldwide wisdom, a way of life consisting of the cultivation of Rod, generator, God, conceived as continuous generation, nature, which has been preserved over the centuries in the purest form by Russians and shamans who escaped the Christianization of Kievan Rus, fleeing to Siberia. A Christianization which was decided by the ruling cities, elites rather, in order to disrupt the relational ties within society of a human society with nature, with ancestors and gods of the environment as a direct link to the supreme God, justifying the confiscation of all land and the enslavement, the exploration through taxation and trade and the population. Thank you.
Wow. Now we could do a whole class on that. And if you have not read any of the Ringing Cedars books, I would recommend you go to the library and check them out, or go to a bookstore or ask around and see if anybody has any that you can borrow and read, because they are fascinating. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
The splendor of nature itself, you will see a transformation that will truly be miraculous. Yes, dearest one, we give you this vision because we have held it now for eons of time from Venus for Earth. And it is time that Earthlings, if you would like to call them so, catch this vision and make it a reality for you all. Now there is a great adjustment of cycles within the earth. At our call to the karmic board and the 420 elders, certain darkness is consumed this day within the astral plane as a result of war and the machinations of those who are set in their course upon continuing to engage mankind in endless and continuous wars. Thus far and no farther, we, Sanat Kumara and Venus, say unto these, you shall no longer be tolerated in your diabolical designs to set brother against brother and sister among the nations. Brother sisterhood in the spirit shall prevail upon earth. We declare it. And these, your disciples of love, O God, shall make it so first within the etheric plane, and then coalesce it in the mental, the emotional, and finally within the physical plane of earth. And because of the prophecies of the ancients and the prophets of the Old Testament, and even current prophets, there shall be a doing away with the old ways, the mananiacal ways of Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, and others, and the new way of Archangel Michael, the Prince of the Archangels, and all of his hosts, and all of the seven and the five, compiling the 12 archangelic choirs, shall sing forth their praises, and you shall see the transformation of earth moving forward through the lives of initiates so dedicated to this holy alchemy of joyous love.
Now we'll hear from Lenore, who's going to tell us the names of the 12 archangels and their rays. Lenore? Press star 6, Lenore. We're not hearing you, Lenore. Well, we'll just go on with the heart stream for now, then.
Oh, precious ones, we could tell you of so many of our plans through this activity in the future. Suffice it for today to say that if you realize even 70% of what you have envisioned for your centers, we will be happy. Yet there will be much more revealed in coming years if all of you, each one of you, participates at the highest level that you can through givingness, through sacrifice, through consecrated and beautiful and reverent spiritual joyous work. Yes, consecrated and beautiful spiritual joyous work is the necessity of the hour, the requirement of today. And when each of you is fiery as You have seen Mariella be fiery today, while I say you will transform the earth faster than you think. Yes, Blessed Heart, even one soul totally on fire and anointed by the Holy Spirit can divinely infect or affect thousands and thousands of others in a grand and divine way. And this divine infection will be a holy scourge that will wipe out all the negativity and the darkness that you have seen promulgated through the media and through all that has transpired that has burdened you, especially of late. Dearest ones, the power of divine love and of God is far greater than all of the dark plans of those who have forfeited their true divine treasures and opportunities by leaving off of their holy calling to obey the word of God from within them. If you believe that earth truly can be changed in the twinkling of an eye, dearest ones, that power of God can and will flow through you to make it so by the words that you speak, then carried forth through action in the world of form. Now I give you one little key for the year 2023 and beyond. We intend that David travel to many places that are opportune for him to be, to express our words, our light, and our joy. Any heart friend group or heart center may apply to have David come. If they pay all the expenses, and if at least 24 heart friends, old or new, young or elder, will be responsive to be there, or the anointing that will come through the Holy Spirit through what he will present on our behalf. A formal request may be made after a standard form is presented, created by the leadership team. And in addition to two major events at the solstices, these will end up being where we send this one to allow there to be the greatest transformational release of light within the United States and potentially throughout other nations, so long as the safety of David is secured and there will not be any opposition to his physical temple through any governmental or national requirements that are untoward. We announce this now so that you, blessed ones, can plan, and that there may be a great upsurge in light, especially after the next publication is brought forth, preferably by August 15th of this year, in honor of the Blessed Mary. Yes, dearest ones, we have timing in everything that we do. And if heart friend by heart friend there is a response necessary, we will meet the cycles of Alpha and Omega, of Helios and Vesta, and the God and Goddess Meru, for the earth and her evolutions. Are you invested in helping us to meet these cycles, blessed ones, through your consecrated and dynamic work on our behalf?
Yes.
then let the angels bring your responses to the Lords of Karma, the 24 elders, and even to the throne of Alpha and Omega. Hear ye, O Lord, these fiery ones intent, and their response to be there for you in glorifying the one eternal one through this consecrated work, through this holy community of light. Now the Holy Spirit comes to anoint each of you with sacred fire. Look up now to receive the Holy Spirit's love flowing unto you from a divine chalice of grace that the Great One holds in the upper atmosphere of the earth. This is a type of spiritual communion that you may imbibe to receive both encouragement, protection, and a vivifying wave of cosmic light right within your own body temple that will even for some of you help to heal certain conditions that you let go of now, release into the fire of the Holy Spirit as you embrace these healing currents and divine energies. Yes, we know your burdens, blessed ones. We see all that you have been assailed by and all that you withstand through your courageous stance for the truth. And so there is a cosmic reprieve unto many of you now through this anointing of the Holy Spirit, where you will have the wherewithal, the energy, the fortitude, the constancy to keep on keeping on, maintaining your vigils, your love for God and all that you do, and in issuing forth through the sacred word those formulas of light that are transformative of everything that you set your hearts, minds, and wills toward in transmuting and in bringing forth new and higher ideals within the world of form. Oh, precious one, it is a new day here in the north in the springtime of your year, and in the south in the beautiful autumn with the changing colors of the trees and the opportunity to reap the harvest of your work. Whether in the north or the south, the east or the west, we are there with you, alighting within your midst as you love God and love one another. Yes, we, the Kumaras, always respond to our own, especially the 144,000 who came with me, Sana Kumara, to earth long, long ago to help save this planet and her people. By and by, dearest ones, when your work is finished, there will be a grand celebration, a return to higher cosmic joy, and a long reprieve and holiday or vacation, as you call it, in and upon your natal star or planet. For the time being, simply continue in your service, and all shall be well, dearest ones. We promise this, all shall be well for you if you simply continue in your constancy in keeping the flame, the lightning, and the solar fires of God burning brightly within you. We love you with a love that is infinite, divinely progressive, and fortuitous for your victory in all things. Feel that love, the divine currents of it, and be happy in all your affairs. divine and human. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, and good day.